local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Sitting in the studio with me, for the first time, Dr. Christopher Cohn, who is the pastor as well as the, would you say senior pastor, director? How
we actually have three senior pastors or three bottle washers or three floor cleaners.
I love it. Three of them. I love it. So there's all three of you working together. Now, they're from the church, San Diego Fellowship of the Bible. Now, this is a newer church plant. And we mentioned it last week, and I think last week was your very first service. I think it was July 25th. Is that right?
Just launched.
You just launched. So I want to let people know, because you're going to get this going to be a treat for you when you're done hearing what we have to say. But here's a couple things I want you to have right off the bat. SanDiegoFellowship.org. That's the main. That's the website. So everything kind of flows out of the website for people who are like online people, like, oh, I need to see this online. Okay, SanDiegoFellowship.org, and I believe the phone number, if I say it wrong, just let me know, but it's 844-SDF-GROW, or 844-733-4769.
That's
is that correct?
It. That's
okay.
Perfect.
All right, two for two. If I went two for two in sports, folks, I wouldn't be behind a microphone. Let's just be honest. $100 billion a year is not bad. Okay, talk to me, Dr. Cohn, about the church. Tell me about what the idea is in the church plant. A lot of people might say, another church in San Diego, to which I would reply, not enough churches in San Diego. What's the reason for San Diego, the San Diego Fellowship of the Bible?
It's a great question, and we wrestled with that. Why another church when there are so many? Obviously, there are never enough, but the idea is, for us, we want to focus on teaching the Bible, and a lot of churches do that because it's wonderful. But we want to focus on teaching the Bible and teaching people how to understand the Bible for themselves. So rather than making meals and serving meals, we're trying to take people back into the kitchen and say, here is a mixing spoon and here's a bowl. Now put the eggs in, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. So this, for your fellowship, you're really trying to help people not be, let's be careful how I use this phrase, and I'm the one using it, so it's not Dr. Christopher is using this, but you don't, church is not about being entertained. It's more definitively about learning what God has to say through his word and utilizing that relationship along with prayer and along with fellowship to a growth position where then that manifests as advancements for the kingdom.
Exactly. And as you put it in the earlier segment, which I hope people were listening to, of course, everyone was, but you mentioned that the people observing what Jesus was saying, they recognized it was true, that he was true. And they also recognized that he wasn't concerned about all this peripheral stuff. And so we're trying to treat his word as true and holy and understand that we have a responsibility. Every believer has an equal responsibility to know God's word so that we can know him better, follow him more closely, and share his love with others. So we're really passionate about sharing God's word, and everyone can get it. Everyone can understand and grow. So that's the focus. And not just come hear me because I'm teaching this wonderful stuff, or come hear one of our other pastors because we're awesome. None of that. It's not about us. It's about God's word. So the idea is, as we're teaching his word, we're showing people how to study it for themselves so that we handle a passage, they leave, and they can handle the next passage on their own.
Right. That's really good. And one of the things that we say around the show, you know, because we have a couple of different things, and I'm just one of those, you know, we're a little more like, and it's like, look, if you believe that God can create the universe, but you don't believe he can write a book, there's something wrong with you.
Right.
I mean, that's just the attitude. It's just like, let me get this straight. God can create the universe by speaking, but he can't write a book. Is that the position? That's an unbelievable philosophy.
It is a very sad thing. He's revealed himself to us in the Bible, and either he has the ability to communicate and to be relevant, right?
Right.
Or he doesn't. And so we're not trying to make it relevant. We're not trying to help people get what he's saying. He says things very clearly. We're trying to not get in the way.
Right.
And we want to give people the tools to be able to understand his word. So we're working with kids and people who are maybe a a whole lot older than kids, and everyone in between.
All right, so here's a couple things I want to run by you. The church actually meets at the First United Methodist Church of San Diego. Okay, so for people that don't know, and I want to make sure we get the address right because I have it down there. With you. It's 2111 Camino del Rio South. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. So now for the first 3 weeks, so last week, this week, and the next week, Trotter Chapel at the church.
Perfect.
But then you're going to move to the Cove at the same church.
Which is just across the walkway. It's very close.
So it's right there. So you're just really changing like the room.
Exactly.
That you're going from one place to another. Okay. So there's three of you that got together. How did you decide, and this is just me going off track, going, I got to figure this out. How did you decide we're going to run this as three different pastors, probably, and I've been to a church like this about 35 years ago, probably rotating in the teaching, probably rotating in the processing, but then trying to make collective decisions for direction. How'd you guys decide to do that?
Wonderful. For me, I was a part of a church that had that focus and grew up in churches that had that focus. And just saw how wonderfully it worked. Okay, so the experience has been good, but that's not the case for everyone. And that's not our authority, right? But when we look at the New Testament, every single instance where we see pastors, elders, overseers actually functioning in every single New Testament instance, they are functioning in plurality.
Correct, yeah.
So we wanted to work with the biblical model and let the chips fall where they may. Now, here's the joy of it, is when you're following the biblical model, there are other ways that you can do it, other models. They're not prohibited in the Scripture, but this model is specifically there in Scripture. So we want to try to follow that. And we also believe that by having a plurality, we take the focus off of us and we put it on the Lord and on His Word and what He's doing rather than what I'm doing or what He's doing, right? And these other two men that I'm working with, Dr. Gino Pasquarello and Bill George, the three of us are working at Southern California Seminary in different roles. And so we've all been involved in pastoral ministry in the past and in seminary ministry and teaching, all kinds of different things. God's been very gracious to us. And as I had opportunity to work with these two men, I could see their character, their love for the Lord, their passion for His Word, their passion for people. Just really attracted to that, and we worked so well together. We just decided, you know what, we have an opportunity here to honor the Lord in this way, to serve Him in this way, in a church plant, and to help encourage churches in the area. You know, we're meeting on Saturday evening. One of the reasons not to meet on Sunday morning is to be able to minister to other churches and their folks as well without trying to play the competition game and the territorial game. So our focus is to be able to encourage people and say it's okay to study the Word and get down into the nuts and bolts of it. And again, even kids can understand it if we don't get in the way, and if we don't complicate it beyond what's actually there.
Yeah, that's well said. Now, for the Saturday service, you guys are running from 5 to about 6:30. Is that pretty accurate?
Perfect.
So the attire, which is important for people to understand, is like, look, there's some attire is higher at a different place than others.
Yep.
Some places are all like, we come as you are. Some people are like, hey, we want to honor the Lord in what we wear and when we get together with the Lord. What about for you guys? How do you approach
it? Well, because the Bible doesn't speak about what clothes we should wear when we're teaching the Bible. We don't wear any.
Okay.
No.
That's unique, and now we're in trouble.
No. What we do.
That's the show. No, yeah. I'm kidding.
I'm kidding about that. But this is one of those areas we have so much freedom, right?
Right.
So it's very casual fellowship. We're intense in the study of the Word, and we care about each other. But come from the beach wearing shorts, wear a suit and tie, whatever is absolutely fine. I taught at our launch last week, and I was wearing a suit. This week, I'm going to be wearing shorts and a shirt.
Okay, so that just depends on you, the individual, as how you want to present.
Absolutely.
And we did something on the show, which I think will help you even in that decision-making process you guys made, is we did a call-in, and we had people call in and say, you have to dress up or you don't have to dress up, right?
Right.
And out of all the people that called in, it was split right down the middle, 50-50. Yeah. It was amazing.
Exactly. And some people want to dress up to be able to show that respect. Others want the casual nature, but the reality is, what we're wearing isn't the issue. It's where is our heart? Do we know Christ, right, as our personal Savior? And are we in Christ? And then are we growing? Are we into his word? Is his word dwelling richly in us?
Yeah, that's good. All right. So there's a couple of things. I want you to hang out. You can hang out for a little
bit.
Absolutely. All right.
Absolutely.
So one of the things that I want people to know is when we're in this program, we're interviewing or having pastors come on and we're talking to them. This is only made possible because of Thrivent Financial and the La Jolla Gateway team. I don't want anybody to miss that. And for anybody that's like, hey, you know, I've heard about Thrivent. If you don't know how to get a hold of them, call the station. I mean, just get a hold of us. We'll put you in touch with them. That's not the big deal. But what they are doing is a great job connecting faith and finances, which gives people like Dr. Christopher Cohen the opportunity to come in here and talk and share and tell you, hey, we've got a new church plant. We're doing this on Saturdays. We're not trying to take away from people's fellowships. We're trying to establish a work between our hearts being right before the Lord and making sure that we're faithful and true to the Word of God. We approach it seriously as the Word of God, but we understand there's a lot of liberty in certain elements. There's a lot of requirement in certain elements. We want to follow that and honor the Lord. Is that a good way to kind of?
That's it in a nutshell.
All right. Every once in a while, I can do that summary thing. It's just not all the time, but every once in a while. All right. So I want people to know SanDiegoFellowship.org is the website, and the phone number, 844-733-4769. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back, spend a little bit more time with Dr. Christopher Cohen. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Be right back.
Ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide. The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're hanging out with Dr. Christopher Cohen, pastor, San Diego Fellowship of the Bible, new church plant that's meeting on Saturday evening, 5 p.m. to 6:30. They're meeting at the First United Methodist Church of San Diego, which is at 2111 Camino del Rio South. So if you have any questions, there's two ways to make contact. SanDiegoFellowship.org. That's going to be the easiest way because the website kind of gives you all the stuff. You can also call them at 844-733-4769. That's 844-733-4769. So, Dr. Cohen, you and I were talking off mic. In between segments, and we just mentioned about the unchurched, because I got the book that's coming out talking about going through a real tough church experience. As somebody who's just planning a church, what would you say to that, to a person who's out there going, yeah, I went to a church, it was tough, it was really difficult, and I just, either afraid or hesitant?
That's excellent. Many people right now are asking, why should I go to church? What's the point? Because information is available to us, right, as never before. We can download sermons. We can interact with communities. Why do we need to go to a church? Well, for one, it is commanded. It's a part of what the writer of Hebrews tells us we need to be doing, because it helps to stimulate us to love and good deeds, right? So we function as the body of Christ. So it's very important. We need to study God's word together. We need to worship the Lord. We need to fellowship. But for those who don't have a church home, if they don't know Christ, that's where we got to start. They need to know the amazing love that Christ has shown in dying for them and giving them an opportunity to have eternal life by believing in him. That's key. If someone does know Christ and doesn't have a church home, a church family, then they're a part of an organism and they're separated from the rest of it. You know, we're one body, many members. And so I think at SDF, one of the things that we're trying to do is to move away from all the tradition and all of the stuff, you know, the Christianese type stuff. And much of that's not wrong. It's just tradition, and that's okay. But we're trying to move away from that and just focus on God's word. What does he ask us to do? What does he ask us to do with respect to him, with each other? What's important to him? This is our focus.
What's important. Now, you just said something, and it sparked a thought, which, of course, is always on this show really dangerous.
I've been a success then.
Sparking a thought. That's good. There you go.
A guy bet me $50 you couldn't do it.
There you go. That was a fast 50. The bottom line is, when people think of fellowship and they'll try to fellowship, like they'll go and they'll try and do something online. Hey, I got a message for you. When Jesus said, when two or more are gathered together in my name. There am I in the midst of them. One of those two was not your laptop.
Amen.
Oh, amen. Baby. That's got to be a good line. That's got to be worth something somewhere. And the bottom line is, if you're a person that's been hurt, we've discussed this, and I've talked to not just Dr. Cohn, but countless pastors. Listen, it's a bummer. It's tough. But you know what? You are necessary.
Yes.
And your gifts are necessary to others. So you can't love your neighbor by being a hermit. It's virtually it's impossible, as far as I can tell. You got to connect somewhere, and remember what the Lord does. He often does for his body, for the sake of his people. And one of the reasons that you are hearing our voices right now is probably in that realm where the Lord is trying to encourage you to participate in the body that he's building, the ecclesia. And if this is a church that there's an appeal there, you're thinking, you know, I wish somebody would just straight out teach the word, get into the depth, don't do the surface stuff, you know, don't tell me the same story that I've heard at the other church over here. Give me something deep and let me get into the meat and not just sit at the milk. Then this is kind of the church you want to check out. You want to at least go there. To go there doesn't mean anything other than you're checking it out. And if that's the place where the Lord wants you to land, I just have confidence in God. He has the ability to coordinate that.
He's good that way.
Yeah, he is really good that way, isn't he? He just had the confidence that the Lord will take care of that. And it's a big thing to remember for folks is sandiegofellowship.org. Go to the website. Check it out. This is a Saturday evening service from 5 to 6:30 p.m., and they're meeting at the First Methodist Church of San Diego. It's First United Methodist Church of San Diego, 2111 Camino del Rio South. Go there and check it out. Maybe that's the place the Lord wants you to fellowship. If not, I have a feeling that you could ask Dr. Cohn that he'd pray with you. And you just ask for the Lord to give you directions to where to go. But find out.
There's lots of good places to go.
There are a lot of good places. But you know what? In my mind, you know, I'm not a junkie on any of the church growth. But it's like, hey, the more churches, the better from my point of view. Because the way it's going right now, the more churches, the better. Really, seriously. Thanks for coming on. I hope
thank you for having me.
Good.
It's been a joy.
Yeah, you did a great job. I really appreciate it.
I'm going to go collect my $50.
Okay, get your money. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.